Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 10th, and the whole week ahead. Oh, what a lovely way to start the week. Venus moving into your sign. How beautiful is this? Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus moving into the first house. New image, new look, a lot of love coming your way. Financial potential increased. So many good things Venus can bring into your life now. So use her well. Don't sit back and wait for things to happen. You be the one to take the initiative. Here's your Sunday stars. Now, yesterday, the Sun squared Jupiter and was kind of pushed to the back because of Venus moving into your sign. But Sun squared Jupiter can have its good points, but also can make you just a little bit OTT. And that's why you've got to be clever now not to push too many things forward that you can't keep control of. Very important now to keep control of aspects of your life that you need to direct in a certain way and area. Here's your Monday stars. Very Capricornian, and for you, Capricorn represents the sign of the future. That's where you should be looking now, at your future world. Where do you want to be this time next year? Or even by the summer or winter or Christmas, doesn't matter when, but you're looking long term, and it's about evaluating your situation and following a hope or a wish or a dream for the future. Here's your Tuesday stars. Earlier in the week, the Sun squared Jupiter and now Mercury squares Jupiter. This is happy-go-lucky. It's fun and it's joyous, but it can also just be a little bit too much at times. It's seeing comedic value in something that is very, very serious. And it's that seriousness that you get with this kind of aspect that you're really going to have to keep it under control. If you are serious about a fun thing, then you are going to be as rich as can be later on, in more ways than one. Here's your Wednesday stars. Very Aquarian now, because tomorrow is this huge eclipse in the sign of Aquarius. And for you, it is certainly going to create uproar and upheaval in the spiritual side of your life. This can be such a good thing for you because it means attacking those demons and those dragons that have been holding you back. And you do it in a way that exercises your intuition. If you get a feeling about someone or something, don't ignore it. Follow it. Here's your Thursday stars. It's here, the eclipse in the sign of Aquarius. The next 6 months is going to bring ultimate change into your life in a spiritual fashion. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Look at the 12th house, because it's certainly going to be that chance for you to get rid of the irrational fears, those doubts, those anxieties and worries. It can happen in all kinds of ways, but it's almost like a conversion of the way you look at your life through revelation. Something is going to reveal itself this next 6 months to change your life and change you. Here's your Friday stars. Because of Venus's link to Saturn yesterday, which is so beautiful, it was overlooked by the eclipse. But nonetheless, Venus and Saturn can bring you a lot of very good things. It's about controlling your life and knowing what you need to do to make yourself a more attractive asset. It could mean changing your image, changing your look, changing your approach, being more serious about what it is you've got to offer and what other people have got to offer you.